So let's look at a schematic diagram from a real-world dishwasher. This is an actual schematic diagram for a Whirlpool dishwasher with an electronic control. And let's suppose that the problem is that it's DOA, none of the lights on the panel light up. So anytime you have a situation like that, first thing you want to do when you have an electrical problem, you have to get the schematic diagram. It is your scripture and your guiding light in anything you're going to do. Without the schematic, you're utterly lost. And in any schematic diagram, you're first going to focus on your load. In this case, we want to first take a look at that control board, and we want to see, we don't need to know electronics and how to troubleshoot electronic circuitry. We just want to see, is that board being properly supplied with power? And what does that mean? That means, is it getting L1? Is it getting a valid line voltage, 120 volts? And does it have a good return circuit, back to neutral? Without those two things, you don't have a circuit. And without a circuit, you don't have current flow, nothing happens. So let's start up at the top. Up here where it says line, look at the top of the diagram there, and you see the red. See, I've drawn in red where line connects, the line voltage connects to line and supplies it to the control board. Come down from line, and in that little vertical line, and you'll notice too the letters BK. That means they're calling out your wire color. I've only drawn in the red just for illustration purposes. On the actual control board, on the actual dishwasher, you're going to see a black wire coming from line and going to this side of the thermal fuse. I also want to point out that there are two languages on this diagram. Don't be freaked out by this. Don't get overloaded by this. You've got to be able to deal with this because most of the schematics you're going to use today are going to have two languages on them. Depending on what part of the country you're in, it's either going to be French or Spanish, most commonly. This one happens to be English and French. The top is English, and it's in the straight lettering case. The foreign language will always be below it and italicized. So, for example, if you look at the red, yellow highlighted thermal fuse, below that it says fusible, and that's the French. So, continuing on the red line, on the other side of that thermal fuse, you see the letters BK-W. That means a black wire with a white stripe. And it comes on over now. Now, it goes two different places. That black wire with the white stripe goes to one side of the door switch that's normally open when the door is open. And it also drops right down to P2-6. And what that P2-6 means is that's the P2 connector. It'll actually be printed on the board, and it's the sixth pin of the P2 connector. And that is the power supply for the board itself. In other words, even when the door is open, the control board is still getting supplied with line voltage at that P2-6 connector. So it can still give you indicator lights, it's still counting down, it's still monitoring things throughout the dishwasher. If you then go back up to where it then goes over to the door switch. The door switch again is normally open. When you close the door switch, it will depress a plunger and make that connection. Then you're going to supply line voltage coming on out the other side of the door switch. It says T for tan. It's a tan, now it changes color to a tan wire, comes out to the P8 connector. So what this is showing you is that your line voltage on the red wire comes down and it actually connects to two different places on this control board. One is for the use of the board itself, and it will convert that to DC for the things that it has to do. And the other is actually supplying, if you drop on down, relays and triacs. The relays are called out as Ks, K2, K3, K1, and then you've got triacs. And the triacs are called out as Qs, Q6, Q7, Q2, Q3. And the triacs are used to control, both the relays and the triacs are used to control AC components on the dishwasher, valves, motors, switches, things like that. Okay, are you following me so far? All we've done is we're looking at this diagram here to determine how is this load of interest, the control board, being supplied with line voltage. We've just looked at half the problem right now. I also want to point out that this is not the schematic diagram for the electronic control board. They're just showing you some key components on there. They don't want you repairing this board. They want to give you just enough information about this board so that you can determine if the board is good or bad. And you do this by looking at its inputs and looking at its outputs. If the board is bad, it's getting good inputs but not putting out outputs to operate something, then there's a bad relay or a bad TRIAC. You get rid of the board, you replace it with a new one. Okay, so we've looked at line, the red lines up there at the top, how this control board is supplied with line voltage. What's the other half of the equation that we need? We need neutral. To make a complete circuit, we need a return to neutral. So drop on down to the bottom of that control board and you see P7, where my blue wire connects to what I've drawn as blue, but it's actually, if you follow that coming on out, that blue wire, you see the letter W. That's actually a white wire, and by convention, neutral is white. And so they're just following that convention. Follow the blue all the way on up. You see that's a straight wire. That is a straight connection. Nothing else breaks it to neutral, breaks that neutral connection. So determining if you have a good neutral connection is as simple as doing a continuity test from P7 to neutral. And then you can tell if you... It's very rare, by the way, that you're going to have a broken wire, but it could happen. You know, it might be worth checking that out. But the other things, just going back over to line now, I happen to know, and I'm just giving you a little insight here, these thermal fuses are common for blowing, and there's a whole kit that you can use to install it. But how do you know it's bad? It's very simple. The way to tell it it's bad is you can see, are you actually getting line voltage at P2-6 with respect to neutral? So you'd have one of your probes on P2-6, with your meter set on voltage AC, and your other probe on the neutral lug, or at some neutral connection, maybe on P7 on the control board. So you would measure a convenient place would be from P2-6 to P7, right there on the control board. Very convenient. You don't have to take anything else apart, just drop the control panel and put your probes on each of those two locations. And if you don't have 120 volts there, then you know something's interrupting your line voltage, and then your next stop would be to do a continuity test on that thermal fuse. Okay, so that's a sort of an overall circuit diagram for the whole dishwasher. There's also something called strip charts, and which simplifies things, and we're going to look at one of those next.